Hello, and welcome to another broadcast of Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. Today, our topic is going to be the Bible, but it's also about a book that I've written called Seeing the Forest for the Trees, which is a book about the Bible. And so I'm offering this as a free resource. It's a full-length book. You can buy it on Amazon.com if you want for $11.99, or you can go to my website and get it free. And so the information for my website is, there are two addresses you can use. One is PastorVicsNuggets.com. The other is simpler, simply PastorVic.com. Either way will get you to the download for the ebook, and you can get it in either EPUB or you can get it as a PDF file. Anyway, I hope that it will bless you. In any case, I'd like to spend some time today talking about the Bible, the importance of the Word of God in which we place our faith. Our faith is based on the truthfulness of God's Word. There's no substitute for the Bible, for no other book is spiritual in nature, and no other book can be spiritually discerned or understood. Now, when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior over 40 years ago, it was because of the faithfulness of my wife, Dee. You see, she was a Christian before me by several years, and she literally prayed me into the kingdom. Now, since she had become a Christian, like as I said, several years before me, I tried to catch up on my understanding of the Bible by reading books about the Bible instead of reading the Word of God itself. I thought there was a shortcut to understanding God's and His character and His nature by reading books written by authors who were Christians already. Reading books by other Christians was a help to understanding the Bible, but in no way could it be a substitute for reading the Bible itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 16, thereabouts, states that the Bible, or the Word of God, can only be discerned or understood by those who have the Holy Spirit. Having the Holy Spirit means that a person is born again and has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It is only then that we develop spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, and a mind to comprehend the things of God. You see, the purpose of the Bible is to get to know the author of the Bible, who is the Lord. Now, frankly, when I was going to college and when I was going to university, before I came to know Jesus Christ, one of the courses that I took was a course on Bible. And so we had to study the Bible. We had to read the Bible. And the perspective of the teacher was, of course, is that the Bible was a book of history. And I'll tell you the truth, that as I read the Bible, it made no sense to me. As a matter of fact, it seemed like it was a foolish book. But then, some years later, I came to know Jesus Christ, and my eyes were opened to the truth. Now, when I read the Bible, it spoke to me. It spoke to my heart. It became alive to me. And that's because, as I said a moment ago, those that have know Christ and have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them have their eyes open to truth. Now, I want to offer you a free book. Now, it may seem that I may be contradicting myself by offering you a book when I've just said that the only book you really need is the Bible, and I mean that. But I want to offer you a book that I've written as a free download, and I believe that it'll help you in your understanding of the Word of God. The book is called Seeing the Forest for the Trees. My early frustration as a young believer was making sense of the Bible. And I can remember clearly in the early days of my walk with the Lord how difficult it was trying to learn all aspects of the Bible. You know what I mean. The names of all the characters, the names of all the books, the separation between the Old Testament and the New Testament, trying to discern if there was a single unifying message that could be found between Genesis, the beginning, and Revelation's the end. The Bible was a complicated puzzle to me until I recognized the importance of covenants in the Bible. The word covenant can be used instead of the word testament. Therefore, the Old Testament can also be called the Old Covenant, and the New Testament can be called the New Covenant. When I took time to understand what I call covenant theology, I went from knowing about hundreds of things about the Bible. Each fact or truth was like a building block or a brick, but all I had was a pile of bricks. But when I began to understand the importance of God's covenants, all of those bricks or those blocks became fitted together in a single structure, a building, if you will, founded upon Jesus Christ, the foundation stone. As a pastor and a teacher, I was led to write a book that would help the members of my congregation, and then Christians in general, grasp the important truth that God is a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping God. Now, this single truth helped me put the Bible in its proper perspective. That is, it's a book of redemption, restoring to God that which was lost back to a loving relationship with our Creator. From the beginning to the end, the Bible represents the scarlet thread of redemption, the scarlet thread of blood. Now, the Bible is consistent, it's understandable, and it's trustworthy. And the purpose of my book is to give context or background to the reading and the studying of the Bible. It's not meant to be exhaustive in its scope, nor is it meant to be a substitute for reading the Bible. Nothing is more important than that. Read the Bible. Hopefully, it would provide you or provoke your interest and cause you to investigate further into the most important book ever written. The Bible was never meant to be understood solely or only by intellectual means because, you see, it's a spiritual book. And the most important elements need to be spiritually evaluated. Now, by spiritual, I don't mean in the pious sense of outward religion or the rote memorization of scripture verses, but through an honest dialogue, a relationship with our Heavenly Father, and the working of His Holy Spirit. The Bible is the most effective way that God can speak to us about His love and His healing for our souls. Now, my book, Seeing the Forest for the Trees, is meant to help us get to the real issue of what is most important in the Bible. And that real issue is redemption. A biblical definition for redemption is the restoration of a lost humanity back to a personal, open, loving relationship with our Heavenly Father through the completed work of Jesus Christ and through the agency of His Holy Spirit. So the phrase, seeing the forest for the trees, the title of my book, is a common expression to mean that it's easy to get caught up in all of the details of an issue and miss the big picture. It'd be like trying to assemble a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. Now, I like jigsaw puzzles. I don't know about you. But trying to put together a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle without knowing what the finished puzzle should look like. Now, that's tough. Now, most people wouldn't even want to try to put a puzzle like that together. They would see it as an exercise in futility. And this, unfortunately, is how many see the Bible. The complexity and the details obscures the purpose of the Bible. And there, it doesn't seem to make sense to so many. The trees are so plentiful that the forest or the purpose of the Bible is missed. You see, there's so much in the Bible to consider. For instance, there are two major parts of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, a total of 66 books. The Old Testament is made up of 39 books, and the New Testament has 27 books. Learning the names of the books, the sequence in which they are found, is a challenge all by itself. Then each of the books are broken up into chapters, and then the chapters are broken up into verses. And so you can begin to see all of the trees, so to speak, the complexity of the Bible. But on top of these details, is the fact that each book is set in a time and place which is unfamiliar to our times and our culture. Added to all these details are the obscure names of hundreds of characters from different eras and lands. When you look at all of the details that can be found in the Bible, it's no wonder that so many give up reading it by the time they get to the book of Leviticus, the third book of the Old Testament. The logical way to begin studying the Bible, as with any book, is at the beginning. But before we begin, we must have the end in mind. What are we looking for? For instance, when we pick out a book for personal reading, we tend to pick out a certain genre or type of book. It might be nonfiction, it might be a mystery, it might be a romance or a biography. What we choose determines what we expect to find in the story. The same thing is true of the Bible. We have to ask ourselves, what is the predominant message of the Bible in its entirety? Or put another way, for what purpose was the Bible given to us by the Lord? It's so easy to lose sight of the message because of all the details found in the Bible. So what kind of book is the Bible? Why are we reading it? What do we hope to get out of it? Well, some people would say that the Bible is about the history of man's beginnings. Others would say that the Bible is about wisdom or a guide for living. Still others would say that the Bible is spiritual in nature. Now, the truth is that the Bible is all of these things, but it is first and foremost a God-inspired book regarding His plan for redemption or salvation for mankind. Redemption from God's perspective means to save from sin, to recover a lost relationship, to exchange blessings for curses, to pay off our debt, or to fulfill an obligation. From a human perspective, redemption means eternal security. Human tendency is to look for what you expect to find. What are you looking for? If you look only for history, you'll only see history. If you look for a guide to life, that's what you'll find. What you get out of the Bible is colored by your expectations. If you have no idea of the purpose of the Bible, then the Bible will probably not make any sense at all. Many people give up on reading the most important Bible in the most important book in the world simply because they don't know what they're looking for. As I have said before, the Bible is consistent, it's understandable, and it's trustworthy. It is without doubt the most influential book in history. The Bible has been translated into virtually every language known and found in every country of the world. For much of the world's population, the Bible has been the most important wellspring of moral truths. The Bible is the foundation of the three most significant religions in the world: Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Now, my personal hope for you is that as you read this book, you will find it informative, you will find it interesting, and most of all, that it will provide an anchor for your soul. That anchor being faith in Jesus Christ, in seeing that He really is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, as I said earlier, this is available on my website as a free download. And you can go to my website in one of two ways. www.pastorvicsnuggets.com, or more simply, www.pastorvic.com. And I hope you'll take advantage of this free resource. God bless you. We'll see you the next time.